Galactic seismology, joint evolution of stellar and gaseous disk corrugations triggered by a crossing satellite, by Thor Tepa Garcia et al. Evidence for wave-like corrugations are well established in the Milky Way and in nearby disk galaxies. These were originally detected as a displacement of the interstellar medium about the midplane, either in terms of vertical distance or vertical velocity. Over the past decade, similar patterns have emerged in the Milky Way's stellar disk. We investigate how these vertical waves are triggered by a passing satellite. For the first time, we use high-resolution N-body, hydrodynamical simulations to study how the corrugations set up and evolve jointly in the stellar and gaseous disks. We find that the gas corrugations follow the stellar corrugations, i.e. they are initially in phase although, after a few rotation periods, 500 to 700 Maya, the distinct waves separate and thereafter evolve in different ways. The spatial and kinematic amplitudes, and thus the energy, of the corrugations dampen with time, with the gaseous corrugation settling at a faster rate, 800 Maya vs. 1 Gia. In contrast, the vertical energy of individual disk stars is fairly constant throughout the galaxy's evolution. This difference arises because corrugations are an emergent phenomenon supported by the collective, ordered motions of co-spatial ensembles of stars. We show that the damping of the stellar corrugations can be understood as a consequence of incomplete phase mixing, while the damping of the gaseous corrugations is a natural consequence of the dissipative nature of the gas. We suggest that the degree of correlation between the stellar and gaseous waves may help to age-date the phenomenon. This was Galactic Seismology, Joint Evolution of Stellar and Gaseous Disk Corrugations Triggered by a Crossing Satellite, by Thor Tepa Garcia et al.